News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As mentioned, a yellow weather warning for low temperatures is in place until 11 a.m. this morning, as Met Aaron has forecast sub-zero temperatures and very disruptive and impactful weather conditions over the coming weekend. And Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Alan. Just give us, I suppose, a broad sort of take on what we're going to see over the weekend and the coming week, if you would.
Good morning, Ciara. Well, it's down to minus 5.9 degrees this morning at the Curragh in Kildare, and many areas down below minus 4, minus 5 this morning with some freezing fog. It's going to stay cold really through today and tonight. And then as we head into the weekend, that's when it gets a little bit trickier. We have a low pressure system moving up from the south. That's going to meet the cold air. It's going to fall as rain in parts of the south and the east near the coast especially. But inland, it's going to fall as sleet and snow, and it's going to be heavy. So trying to exactly pinpoint where this meets the cold air and how far north it comes is very tricky. And the weather models are all showing varying different outcomes. But in general, the Midlands looks to be the area likely to see the most disruptive snow.
Okay.
And it may well fall as sleet and snow and then turn to rain and then turn back to snow again. Now, where it does stay as snow, especially on higher ground in the Midlands, you are looking at over 20 to 30 centimetres of snow, not something we would see very often in Ireland, which is going to cause people a lot of problems.
Okay.
Now, where it's kind of that slushy mess, it is also going to become a problem because on Sunday night, as that pulls away, much colder air moves back in again and it's going to be a hard frost. And we're going to see then cold temperatures through from Sunday night right through up until Thursday. And where you have lying snow fields, temperatures really struggle to get above any kind of freezing it during the day. But by night, they could drop as low as -9, -10, maybe even -11 degrees, like Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
And that's relatively extreme for us, Alan. I know we've seen it before, but it's certainly not a common occurrence that we get down to those types of temperatures.
No, the lowest, I think, 2021 got down to -9. But that was a very brief event. So, you know, we don't often see these type of temperatures and we don't see them for days on end either. So there's a number of issues, really, I suppose. You know, you have the cold now, you have the sleet and snow to come at the weekend, and then you have followed by cold. And it's a prolonged cold spell. So, you know, people, outdoor animals, people that are obviously vulnerable, don't have enough heat source, things like that are going to be under pressure.
Absolutely.
There is also a risk of some wintry showers today in the north, but also in the northwest on Monday. So we could see some more snow showers on Monday as well. But in general, I suppose, just make sure you have enough heating. Make sure you have, you know, your elderly relatives, neighbours and that are comfortable and have enough heat source for a week, because we are looking at 7 days now, really, of below cold.
Maybe last question for you. The schools are set to reopen on Monday. Lots of parents looking forward to that, I suspect, in many ways. Do we think that it's likely in some parts of the country that won't happen now, perhaps?
There's a high risk of a snow day in some parts, for sure. Now, the problem is here, and this is why I've been trying to say on my social media, to manage the children's expectations, whatever about the adults, because not everybody's going to wake up Monday morning to see snow and have a snow day. But there is a risk in some areas, particularly in the Midlands and maybe in the West even. It's really away from the South and the East where the highest risk is.
Okay.
So there is likely to be an extended holidays for some, I'm afraid.
Okay, look, thank you very much for that. That is Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather, joined now by Aveen Toomey, Communications Manager with the Road Safety Authority. Good morning to you, Aveen. We're hearing treacherous conditions, really. Snow, sleet, very low temperatures, particularly in the Midlands. With regard to things like roads being gritted, roads being salted, do we know what the situation is there, particularly on main roads or even lesser roads?
Yeah, well, I suppose the Met Aaron and the different the local governments, they would all be keeping a close eye on this, and we would have a lot of interagency meetings as well on the run up to this. So I suppose one thing, as Alan said, we're likely, today is a day that we're hoping that drivers will use it as a planning day, just get themselves prepared for the week that is potentially laying ahead for next week. Make sure the cars are up to the challenge. So check their tyres. Use today to check your tyres. Get your car in order, check your windscreen wipers and your washer system, make sure that's working, have de-icers, scrapers, make sure your lights are in order, that you're, that they're, the taillights and the headlights are working in order. And just really be aware of the conditions and how to handle them for next week as
and,
well.
And with regard to that, it's a simplistic way of viewing it, but the best way to drive on icy roads is as slowly as possible, but in the highest gear you can manage. That's pretty much it, isn't it? That's the advice?
That is, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose one of it is manoeuvre gently, slow down, leave extra distance between yourself and the vehicle in front. Avoid harsh braking, steering and acceleration.
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit of steering goes a long way in an emergency or in a skid, so just be aware of that. Also to be aware of black ice, you know, in shaded areas and sheltered areas, that is a potential. So under trees, under bridges, yeah, under high walls.
So look after the condition of your car, drive with extreme care, and I presume don't drive at all if you don't have to under these kind of conditions.
Absolutely. And for other road users, such as pedestrians and cyclists, you know, be extremely cautious.
Yeah.
For pedestrians, just have to wear appropriate footwear, have high-vis, and reflective clothing.
Yeah, no,
same for
absolutely.
Cyclists.
And remember, it isn't always easy for a car to stop on an icy road, so don't be stepping out and just be careful yourself. Thank you very much for joining us, Aveen. That's Aveen Toomey, their communications manager with the RSA, and I'm joined now by Aubrey McCarthy, chairman of the Tiglin Homeless Services as well. Aubrey, obviously this is a real worry, particularly for rough sleepers, the kind of conditions we're seeing out there at the moment. In terms of beds available for people in our towns and cities, are there enough hostel beds or accommodation that would protect people from this kind of weather?
The bed situation for the homeless and most vulnerable and rough sleepers is looked after by the DRHE, and they have put on capacity of 192 beds with an extra 85 beds that can be provided. I was listening to the forecast that Alan gave, and it is horrendous. It is going to be the worst that we've seen in years. And the problem here is one of the forecasts last night was saying anybody with animals and motorists, please look after yourselves. The hat that I wear, yeah, I look after the most vulnerable through the Tiglin charity, through our homeless centre in Dublin, which is the Lighthouse.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with people who perhaps have access to beds, but have perhaps mental health issues, perhaps substance abuse issues, and don't want to go in because they'll only get into conflict with,
yeah,
the managers of those services. So therefore, they want to sleep outside. They perhaps are using substances that are desensitizing them to the cold. They probably nod off in a church doorway. And you know, Dublin City Centre.
But Aubrey, this is a recipe for disaster, because Alan said potentially minus 11 in parts of the country. That's the kind of temperature that people do freeze to death at. So what advice is out there for people? You know, is there anywhere for people to go if they don't want to go to a hostel, but they're in danger in open air and they're in danger in a tent?
Well, what I will say is the DRHE provided Dublin Rough Sleeper app, which is a fantastic app that the members of the public can go onto and report somebody that they feel,
okay,
is vulnerable. Also, I mean, there's NGOs such as Tiglin, such as Mendicity, Capuchin, etc. Tiglin provide a nighttime service till 10 o'clock, which is very good. What we did a couple of years ago when Alan was talking about the minus 9, we provided Arctic suits. These were survival suits. They're very expensive. They're €300 each. But somebody donated the money for them and we bought 10 of them. And they provided an Arctic covering for people to lie on the street. If you remember, only around the corner here, St. Andrew's Church, a person died in the doorway only couple of years ago. And also a couple of years ago, one of our service users on Gardiner Street, he was found in a sleeping bag and he had several layers of coats on him and he died of hypothermia. So I've said lives are at stake here, and I don't say that as a soundbite.
I know. Look, give us the name of that app again, because people may see somebody who they're worried about who's very cold and vulnerable on the street and may want to report them to someone who could help. And what is that app again?
So it's called the Dublin Rough Sleeper app, and you can just download it on your iPhone or Android, and it basically allows you report.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say here is that beds you know, we're living in the northwest of Europe, Ireland. This happens every year. We shouldn't be surprised. Winters come, temperatures drop. So we need to make sure that beds are dictated by demand and not by weather conditions.
Absolutely. And I presume in other parts of the country, if you see somebody vulnerable, you could call the guards or somebody, emergency services.
Usually local authorities have a number, an emergency number. And the councils do work with you. They don't want anybody vulnerable coming to a death.
Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Aubrey McCarthy, their chairman of the Tiglin Homeless.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Service.